toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free. So do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
As we continue here, Mark, you're going to tell us in a moment about an update to the sexting laws, or an update to laws to deal with the sexting situation that so many teens are engaging in apparently these days. You're going to tell us about that in a moment. But first, I mentioned that there's some bad news for Google coming from a court in New York, where, according to the Associated Press, a judge has rejected a deal between Google and the book industry on Tuesday that would have put millions of volumes online, citing antitrust concerns, while acknowledging the potential benefit of putting literature in front of the masses. U.S. Circuit Judge Danny Chin in Manhattan said the creation of a universal library would simply go too far. Still, he left the door open for an eventual deal, noting that many objectors would drop their complaints if Google set it up so book owners would choose to join the library rather than being required to quit it. The $125 million settlement that had drawn hundreds of objections from Google rivals, consumer watchdogs, academic experts, literary agents, and even foreign governments, Google has already scanned more than 15 million books for the project. And they actually have Google Books. I mean, there are a number of books that have, say, for instance, left the realm of copyright. There's a certain number of years where beyond that, it becomes open season, basically, on that. And Google has scanned those books in, and it's such a useful resource. You can go in, you want a copy of Black's Law Dictionary and get the second edition from, 1890, whatever, and you can go and look at all that stuff. I mean, it's not easy to get your hands on some of these old books.
No, this brings information to people. This is a true equalizer.
It's a heroic effort, in my opinion, on the part of Google to attempt to do something like this. And so they're trying, as I understand it, trying to expand this into more recent books and to just get out there and put this stuff out there for folks. And then the idea would be, if you were someone who did not want your book included, you could say, hey, pull that down. Which seems to be a reasonable approach to me, but nonetheless, the remainder of the story here. Hillary Ware, Google's managing counsel, called the decision disappointing, and said the company was considering its options. In a statement, she said that, like many others, we believe this agreement has the potential to open up access to millions of books that are currently hard to find in the U.S. today. Regardless of the outcome, we'll continue to work to make more of the world's books discoverable online through Google Books and Google eBooks. The judge said the settlement that the company reached with U.S. authors and publishers would grant Google significant rights to exploit entire books.
What does that mean?
Really? I don't know about you, but I've been on Google Books before, and I didn't see them, writing all over the books or putting big ads right in the middle of the pages of the books. What are you talking about to exploit the books? It's just ludicrous. According to the statement from the judge,
what it seems like to me is these book companies contract with the author to, have the author write something for them, and then they sell and split the money with the author, and then their contract is put up and whatever they want. So essentially, the book company owns the copyright, and I don't see why it is that they wouldn't be able to put this together. I don't know who owns copyrights. I don't know how all that works, but it doesn't seem like they're breaking any laws here. This is about antitrust, which to me says that, Google would just have access to too many books.
According to the judge, she said that, again, the company, the settlement that they had reached would grant Google significant rights to exploit entire books without permission of the copyright owners. She was particularly critical of the access Google would have to so-called orphan works, that meaning out-of-print books whose writers could not be located, saying the deal gave the company a de facto monopoly over unclaimed works. Well, if the writers are out in limbo somewhere, then who really cares? In the world of software, there is a certain, there's a website out there, and if I think about it long enough, I'll be able to figure out what it is. The Underdogs, that's what it is. It's a website that actually catalogs and stores and distributes old software. So, if there was a game that you used to play on your computer back in 1991, and you remember it fondly, and you would like to find it.
That tank game, what was it called?
Combat? The Atari game?
No, it wasn't
That's the early 80s.
No, I'll think of it in a second.
But yeah, if you can think of the old games that you used to play, this website probably has it. You can download it. Now, whether or not it'll run correctly is another question. You might have to get some sort of a old computer emulator in order to get it to run correctly. But
we call it the Crapifier.
The software is there. I mean, in theory, if you still had one of those old computers, you could download this, put it on a disk, and pop it in and play it. And the idea being that this software is what they call abandonware, meaning the developers don't exist anymore, or the people that wrote it don't care anymore because the product isn't on the market anymore in any effective way, shape, or form. It's not being sold. You can't walk into Best Buy and pull a copy of Space War off of the shelf from 1990. It just doesn't exist in the active marketplace.
Yeah, this happened to me one time. I wanted to do an audio book. I just wanted to read and release to my audience and whomever wanted to come get it from our website this short story. It's a short story, okay? These aren't big money makers by any stretch of the imagination. Mm-hmm. This science fiction short story about this sort of planet that had a real liberty sort of government to it, or the lack thereof. Mm-hmm. And I tried to get a hold, and the guy who wrote it is dead. I tried to go through the, to get a hold of the heirs, and had to go through a lawyer, and the lawyer's like, no, this thing isn't making any money for anybody, okay?
Yep.
And the story could get spread far and wide, and the lawyer just, no, at this time we are not blah, and that's it. I mean, it wasn't, they didn't talk to any of the heirs or anything.
And when a book goes out of print, it's not being sold in any manner except for on eBay or through some sort of book sales website that might happen to have snagged a copy or two over the years. It becomes very difficult to find these sorts of books. And essentially Google's proposition is to make these more rare books more available to people, available to anyone who wanted them. And wouldn't that be what an author who's not even making money off of their books anymore wanted? If you were an author, you wrote some book that, had a relative level of success when it was released, or maybe not at all, and then down the line, you're retired or whatever, and all of a sudden your book has this big resurgence. Online as a result of Google putting it online, wouldn't that please you? Wouldn't you be absolutely happy to know that your words had actually reached a larger audience later on, decades later? It's just so crazy and so short-sighted. These stupid copyright laws, and in this case, the antitrust laws, both of them getting in the way in this particular case. Getting in the way of the advancement of the education and the enlightenment of human beings.
Well, to some extent, I see that, Google's probably setting this up so that they have exclusive rights to these books from these book companies. And, I have a problem with that. Somebody might be able to do it better than Google. But I imagine Google's not interested in doing this and putting all the work into putting these free books online unless they have exclusive rights. So I'm a little torn about that part. If I were the judge in this case, I'd be like, sure, you can do that, but it should be made available to everybody. If this is truly about antitrust, then remove the exclusivity portion of this contract and we'll be fine.
It was one of the fears raised in 2009 by the Justice Department when it concluded that the agreement probably violated antitrust law and could decrease competition among U.S. publishers and drive up prices for consumers if Google gained a monopoly on out-of-print books. The deal gives Google a significant advantage over competitors, rewarding it for engaging in wholesale copying of copyrighted works without permission, said the judge. Authors Guild President Scott Turow said the organization planned to talk with publishers and Google with the hope that we can arrive at a settlement within the court's parameters that makes sense for all parties. He said the online library was an idea whose time has come and added that readers want access to these unavailable works.
Yes.
And authors need every market they can get. There has to be a way to make this happen. It is a top priority for the Authors Guild. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. A little bit more about this, and certainly your thoughts on Google. Are they too big? Should they be cut down to size? I think they're an amazing company that's doing a heck of a lot for humanity, as far as I'm concerned. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And by the way, the website that I was talking about before is home of the underdogs, not just the underdogs, but home of the underdogs.net. I don't know. Maybe you can't download things from there, but maybe you can. I haven't really poked around there for a while. But it used to be that they actually had the software hosted on their site. They may still, and they've got an index of stuff that goes all the way back to 1979. Just incredible, you know, the amount of detail that these folks have put into cataloging
these
old programs.
Old computer programs,
yeah.
That if you have some kind of, you know, affinity for, or you think good things about, you can go there and try it out.
The site used to claim to be more of a museum than a download site, offering what were then considered, or by them considered, great games that never received due attention upon their initial releases. It was also asserted the site was careful about copyright concerns, so if a game available for download became once more available for purchase, or if a game's copyright holder so requested, the downloadable files were removed and replaced with a link to the site that's selling the game, if applicable. So they're, you know, again, respecting the requests of anybody that comes along and says, hey, take my shareware off of that site.
Hey,
or whatever.
I'd make money off of selling that version of Pong.
Right.
Somebody might still want to buy it 40 years later.
So anyway, it's an interesting site, homeoftheunderdogs.net. And by the way, you can intern for Liberty, make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy as well. And the internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, and training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and get signed up to receive updates and reminders. That's libertarianinternships.com. Of course, we'll continue here and we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, the news that we were talking about before that led to the conversation about the underdogs there, the home of the underdogs, is the idea that Google has been smacked down by a New York City district court judge, basically. U.S. Circuit Judge Denny Chin said that a creation of a universal library would simply go too far. However, a door has been left open for an eventual deal between Google and the book industry. There's a group called the Authors Guild, and they're very interested in seeing this happen. So it does appear there may be some sort of a deal cut into the future, but as of right now, the government has handed them a bit of a setback. John Sargent, the chief executive of Macmillan Publishers Limited, noted in a statement on behalf of publisher plaintiffs that the judge had invited the parties to request approval of a revised deal if they can reach one. He said the publishers were prepared to modify the deal and work to overcome the judge's objections. He said the publishers wanted to promote the fundamental principle behind our lawsuit that copyrighted content cannot be used without the permission of the owner or outside the law. The Open Book Alliance, a group that includes Google rivals Microsoft Corp, Yahoo, and Amazon, called the ruling a victory for the public interest and for competition.
Google's competition says it's a victory for the public.
Mm-hmm. And for competition in the literary and internet ecosystems. Attorney representing the number of leading foreign publishing societies and foreign book publishers who objected to the settlement said it vindicates the important concerns of foreign rights holders. The judge acknowledged in his decision that there are many benefits to Google's project, including that libraries, schools, researchers, and disadvantaged populations would gain access to far more books, that authors and publishers would find new audiences and new sources of income, and that older books, particularly those out of print, would be preserved and given new life. And, you know, that was kind of the thought that I had in mind when I decided to create an audiobook out of a book that really made an impression on me. It was called The Market for Liberty, Market for Liberty. The book is still sold. Laissez-faire Books is the copyright holder, I believe, of record on that particular book. And so,
but they've gone through a couple of hands in the last few years. Three hands.
Laissez-faire Books has gone through different hands. That's true. And so before they almost went out of business and then were bought up, or they did go out of business and then were bought up by somebody, their assets were bought, and then they were bought again by somebody else. Before all that happened, I had contacted Laissez-faire Books and I'd asked them if I could create an audiobook of one of their products. And they were cool about it. They understood. They got it that having an audiobook out there, and I made sure that I was clear, the intention of this is to create this book, this audiobook, so people can download it for free. I did not want to create something that I would sell or they would sell and put behind a paywall or something like that. I wanted to, this, when I read this book, it made such an impression on me. I thought, my gosh, this has to get out
there. I have to get this. Yeah.
This is such an old, you know, it's an old book. It's from 1971 or something like that. And so it's not exactly going to be flying off the shelves anytime soon. If you can even find it on a bookshelf somewhere at a bookstore in this country, I would be pretty surprised. So I thought, man, this is such a brilliant book. It was so ahead of its time as far as its ideas, because what it does is it communicates brilliantly the concept of a voluntary society, of how the free market can handle providing the products and services that government is so, that we're so used to having government provide for us.
That's right, because when you talk to people, they can't even imagine or conceive how anybody but government could provide education or or fire protection.
Pick
or
up the trash.
Or whatever, yeah. I just got a flyer in my door today. We don't have a trash pickup in my town, so there's some people going around now that have a truck, and for $25 a month, they'll pick up your trash up to a certain number of bags.
Yeah, Price is Right. I can tell you, I've gone and tried to drop the trash off at the dump. You have to wait in a line sometimes, and that sucks, especially if it's the summertime. It's beating down, it's hot outside, and just rather have someone else handle it. So I did this audio book for the purpose of getting the information into as many people's ears as possible. And I knew that one of the possible benefits of that for laissez-faire books was that the profile of the book would be raised.
Yeah.
That more people would become interested in actually getting themselves the hard copy version of the book. Once they heard the audio book, they would be so interested in having this on their bookshelf that they would go ahead and buy it. And I guarantee you that people have bought this book as a result of hearing the audiobook version of it.
Sure.
If only other book companies were as visionary, I suppose.
If people like a book, then they create sort of this this good feeling about it. They want to possess it in the sense that, you know, they have it with them. It's amazing how many books I'm still holding on to. I've already read them. I mean, why don't I give them to somebody else to read? But no, I want to possess the book. So, you know, I've got these special books, and absolutely that could happen.
So 800-259-9231. Google lawyer Daryl Nduri testified at the hearing that fewer than 10 million books of 174 million books in the world would be affected by the settlement, and that 5 million of those affected were out of print. Google has estimated that about 130 million titles would likely get into its digital library. So hopefully things will move forward with this particular deal. And I think that, you know, Microsoft and Yahoo want to do something similar, then great. You know, the more the merrier. And it's just so silly that it's intellectual property laws that are getting in the way of the advancement of educating people and the advancement of enlightening people. It's sad.
Well, I agree that that happens. I think that I'd like to reiterate one more time. I think that if Google would just not in this claim exclusivity over these books, and then, you know, let other companies go ahead and put these books online too, and then let them compete in the marketplace, you know, decide,
well, again, if
the best service.
If there weren't any intellectual property laws in the first place, then they wouldn't be able to claim exclusivity over them, would they?
That's right.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts certainly welcome. You can bring up anything you want. Sexting update and your calls all on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt-branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's C-I-N-T-A-S.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Wayne and I having a little geek-out session during the break, reminiscing about the good old days of computer software. You could do that if you wanted to. 800-259-9231 as we were kind of exploring the Home of the Underdogs website, which catalogs all kinds of old software that you couldn't possibly find these days.
Or run on your current PC.
Right, exactly. Or if you could run it, it'd probably run really, really fast.
Yeah, too fast.
Yeah, too fast to possibly play. Let's
like
continue. We'll take your calls about anything. By the way, I want to invite you to Porkfest. It's coming up this summer, June 20th through the 26th. Are you going to be there? Because we are. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live throughout the entire event. Every night we'll be there broadcasting, and it's just a blast to be at Porkfest. It's camping with liberty-minded people, hundreds of them. Over 800 people attended Porkfest last year. It's expanded from officially on the weekend through the entire week this year, again, the 20th through the 26th of June. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered and use our coupon code FREETALKLIVE with no spaces to save 20% on the early bird registration, which, as I understand it, actually expires in approximately 1 week. So then the price is going to go up, I think, to $30. So it's $25 now for early bird registration. If you use our code, you'll save 20%. So you can get it for $20. If you go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, you'll be able to experience being around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. If you're like me, you've never done that before you come to New Hampshire. For me, it was maybe a couple dozen at most during maybe
what was
election season.
What was the state convention like for the Libertarian Party of Florida?
It was bad. It was like maybe 70 people. Mm. The entire state of Florida Libertarian Convention.
Yeah.
Here, Porkfest, hundreds and hundreds. having a blast, all kinds of campy kind of things going on, agorism in action, family fun, live musical performances. Porkfest has something for everyone who loves freedom. So go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Get registered, get your campsites reserved, and get on up here this summer. It's going to be a blast. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Brian is in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Patents, I think, are detrimental to the progress of technology.
Indeed.
I think they hold it back. Not only that, but it also makes our technology that we currently have not work very well because they try to make things incompatible with each other. They use proprietary formats and connectors and a lot of the products are engineered to not work as well as they could. You know, it's kind of a hobby of mine to hack into, you know, the different phones and gaming systems. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that they have, like, half the functionality disabled.
Really?
And, yeah. On PlayStations and, and Xboxes and smartphones. You know, you hear about people jailbreaking phones.
Sure.
And, you know, and technology is what really creates civilization. You know, without technology, we would be using millions of slaves to build bridges and roads, you know, instead of using heavy equipment, you know.
Yeah, makes sense.
Interesting observations. In fact, if you look into the ideas of intellectual property and why they're why it's a bad idea, Stephen Kinsella is the guy, like the go-to guy within the liberty movement about this particular issue, and he's written very long treatises on this particular topic.
He's an intellectual property lawyer.
Right, a patent attorney, is he not?
Yeah.
And so the guy knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about, and he can give example after example of how it is that patents do exactly what you say, and that they inhibit new development. They prevent competition, and they prevent cooperation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to share?
Well, I think it holds information back, and just like Google, it has massive amounts of information, but it only shares what it wants with us, and that's the problem. They're not letting information move. So the brilliant minds that could be aren't, you know, because, you know, it's just squandered away because they don't have access to all the information.
And even if patents did protect inventors the way they claim they're supposed to do, what happens a lot of times is patents are bought up by bigger competitors and then just buried.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens a lot, more than we realize.
Yeah, I've heard about that with battery technology and other issues.
Well, there are these companies that's what they do. They will go around. I wish I could remember the name of one of them. But they're used to advertise a lot on television and radio, where basically they would advertise to inventors to try to get inventors to send their inventions into this company with the idea that they were going to market them for them. And what they ended up doing was essentially scamming and bilking the inventors out of thousands of dollars, and then claiming that they weren't able to successfully market their invention, which was a bunch of nonsense, and that if the inventor would just sign this agreement, they would go ahead and give them their money back, and they would keep the invention and the rights to the invention.
Or that they wouldn't charge them for the marketing that they did. It's not give them their money back, but they just basically the inventor would walk away without their invention.
Yeah, and then they would hold on and sit on and basically hold on to that invention, basically creating, making a situation to where that inventor could no longer move forward.
Right, or profit from his invention.
Right. It was just tragic. And these are basically companies that are made up of attorneys. They don't do anything to actually add value to the marketplace.
The parasites.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Ed, Captain Ed, on the line.
Captain Ed.
No, this one says Ed. I don't know. Okay. Captain Ed?
Gentlemen.
Is this Ned or Ed?
This is Captain Ned from yesterday.
Ned. All right, Ned. What's on
How are you doing, Jay? Gentlemen?
Just well, super.
Good.
Fantastic.
Hey, I really don't even know where to start. Any suggestions?
At the beginning.
All right. Anyway, when I called you last Saturday, we were talking about, I read a couple quotes from some of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson. And then after I hung up, both you guys came out and ran a bounty on Colonel Gaddafi, which I may or may not agree with, but the point is your arbitrary advocation of violence was fairly interesting after putting down the Founding Fathers. And
I'm not advocating violence.
No, we were saying that that's another possible solution rather than...
Well, I mean, everybody was on board with that. And I found it interesting is all.
It's called a letter of marque, and it's constitutional, right?
Right. We had an interesting conversation yesterday about the Constitution. And I just had a question about that part of it.
So what's the question?
Well, anyway, Ian, I'd like to give you, you said earlier in the start of the show you haven't yet defined an answer to what the U.S. culture is.
Yeah, I'd love to know what the culture of the United States is.
I'd like to use just strictly boat ramps to define
it. Boat ramps? Excellent. Yeah. I would love to hear the definition of the United States culture defined by boat ramps. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. Well, pick a season of the year. Let's say fall.
Mm-hmm.
You go to any boat ramp on any big impoundment in the several states of the United States, and you're going to find a bunch of guys in camouflage. You're not going to find a lot of burkas. You're not going to find a lot of illegal aliens. You're not going to find a lot of welfare recipients. You're going to find citizens of the several states. Your thoughts?
Well, you don't think that you're saying welfare recipients, but let's talk about
you know where I'm going with that.
I know where you're going with it, and that's one of the problems I have is that you're talking about the culture of the United States, and I say that
it differs
entirely. It's that, you know, on a boat ramp, you may be able to sort of decide, you know, that there might be a certain culture of people that an average of people that might show up at a boat ramp, but that doesn't mean that's the culture of the United States.
Well, I beg to differ. I believe it is, but let me interject.
Maybe that's
on top
your
of
culture, dude. I think that's boring.
Should have mentioned boat ramps.
Okay, let me tell you.
I'll bring it back. Hang on, Ned. 800-259-9231. You can take control here and bring up anything.
He does not lack for an opinion,
but you do not control. Well, everything else that we say. 800-259-9231. You can, again, bring up anything that's on your mind. Even in the remaining moments, there may be enough time for your thoughts. What is the culture of the United States? 1-800-259-9231. We'll return with more Captain Ned.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call, your thoughts, 800-259-9231. We're talking about culture. What is it? Does it really exist? Or is it one overarching? I think cultures exist, but is there one overarching culture for this so-called United States? Some people believe that to be true, and we'll get back to our caller here in just a moment.
Well, the principles of the Constitution and the United States and liberty, maybe, but everything else is pretty much open, and there's a lot of cultures and subcultures within the United States because it is a melting pot.
Yeah, that's how I feel, and there's one subculture that we're into here on Free Talk Live, and that
gold
is
bugs.
Precious metals, people that dig value-backed currencies and real value and something that you can put your Federal Reserve notes and turn them into something that's actually going to hold value like gold and silver.
Yes, if you're interested in getting gold and silver, whether you've heard ads on talk radio or whatever, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We have competitively priced, very well-priced gold pieces there, whether they're coins or just silver rounds. Go check them out. And that there, I've gotten common ones so that you can comparison shop with the other major companies. I believe you'll find that the prices at gold.freetalklive.com are better than you'll find anyplace else. I'd like to draw your attention to the, I think they call it the Survival Pack. It is 1,000 dimes. These dimes are pre-1965. They're made of 90% silver. They're very usable in case something happens and the dollar spirals into inflation. You'll have these real pieces of silver that are in small form. They can't be confiscated because they're U.S. Currency, and you can use them to buy, sell, and trade with. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say they can't be confiscated,
well, they can't,
Mark.
Okay.
They're less likely to be than other things.
Plus, they're small, and who cares about dimes, right?
Yeah. So we'll continue here with Captain Ed, who is telling us... Captain Ned, I apologize, Ned. He was telling us that he believes that you can find the culture of the United States on a boat ramp. Do continue.
Absolutely. No burkas on the boat ramp. You won't see them. That's the true America of the several states.
Well,
anyway.
But my question about that is you won't find a lot of women on the boat ramp either. I mean, it's mostly
going
to be what you call.
I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
Real
you'll find
Americans.
A lot of women on. Absolutely, you'll find a lot. You guys got to get down to a boat ramp.
Well,
I've been to boat ramps. Believe me, I've been to boat ramps, and I think what you're doing is you're just calling essentially one segment of the population Americans.
Any guy who's been on a boat ramp, you know, there's a lot of scenery on a boat ramp. That in summertime, a lot of bikinis.
It depends on the boat ramp, Ned.
Yeah, it depends on which several states you're in. But anyway, no, nothing would be complete without a little reading from the Constitution. So let me go to Article 2, Section 1, because there was a little we had a little hazy area on the Constitution's role in the United States yesterday. And let me read this. Clause 8, the 8th paragraph. This is the President. Before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation.
Didn't you read this yesterday?
No. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So regardless of who
likes
it or doesn't like it, well, it's worked out great. We're all still here, guys.
The Constitution, you're going to say that the Constitution has been preserved, protected, and defended?
Absolutely.
Well, it's hermetically sealed, so I would agree. In fact, the Constitution has been preserved and protected.
Well,
nobody listens to it anymore.
And I hope I've left you with some interesting thoughts and a little pause.
You've left me with a bunch of nonsense as far as I'm concerned, Captain Ned.
No, why has it got to be like that?
And there have been too many citations of the Constitution this week. It's getting a little much.
I'll talk to you later,
Thank
man.
You,
Bob.
All right, 800-259-9231. Yeah, I'm with you, Wayne. If there's any kind of overarching culture, it's the general idea that people should be free. Of course, they're clearly not.
I don't think they know what freedom is anymore.
Many people do not.
But people are so afraid of other people that are different from them, mm-hmm. when really the overarching culture here is liberty. It's the non-aggression principle. It should be. Yeah, it should be. It doesn't matter if you're Muslim or you're Jewish or you're whatever. As long as you're not aggressing against other people of other religions or other people that aren't harming other people, that's really what the culture of America is supposed to be.
Right, where each individual can adapt himself to whatever culture he or she feels attracted toward.
And you know, when people first come here to this country from whether it's Mexico or the Middle East or Europe, at first they may not speak the language, but by the second or third generation, their children and grandchildren are Americanized. They're speaking the language.
By the second generation, 90%+ of them speak English. And by the third generation, you're finding a good percentage of them don't speak the native tongue anymore. And, you know, that's the way it was in my family. My mom can't speak German. My great-grandmother came over on a boat, and, you know, she tried to teach me a little bit. I know a few words, but...
Swears, probably.
No, my great-grandmother didn't teach me swear words. I could say butterfly in German.
I think you could say that some cultures are more prevalent than others. I think that's a true statement. I mean, a lot of people, obviously, are very interested in popular culture, if you want to use those terms. Hollywood, following that kind of world, which of course is not really so much of a culture as it is, I guess, an obsession with other people's lives.
When I was out west, I noticed, especially in Los Angeles, which is very multicultural in a sense, there were a lot of people who were Asian, who were from other countries, but when you spoke with them, they were completely Americanized. You wouldn't know or even think, if you close your eyes, you'd think there was this white person you grew up with down the road.
But all of them have different interests. I mean, regardless of what their origins are, they all have different interests. And even people that were, you know, are white people who were born here are also very divergent from one another.
Ned didn't say that, but I would say that you'd probably, if you go to boat ramps,
you're going to see white males.
Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
And that's where he hangs
maybe
out.
Maybe I'm thinking of the guys on the bass boats, right?
Camouflage hats.
The guys that are out and you know, taking out the big salt water things. But
that's true. There's a yacht difference between a yacht versus a dinghy, I suppose. In those cases. We continue with your calls. Dr. Lemon is on the line, calling from Florida.
Dr. Lam, LLC. How are you?
Hey,
thanks,
what's on your mind?
My call.
There's actually a corporation on the line talking to us.
Well, no, I'm limited liability corporation also, but my name is Dr. Lam, LLC.
Oh, okay. Wrote Dr. Lemon. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I wanted to talk a little bit about Liz Taylor, but before that, I've been listening to your show. And one thing I want to point out that I feel may be a situation with the Yahoo and the Internet and the books and the get whatever. One problem is you have to be careful not to open Pandora's box. you said about what you did with your book, where you took it to audio, that's a fantastic thing. But you did what you should have done, what everybody should do. You looked into it. You looked into who had the copyrights, who had the rights, who had the whatevers. Unfortunately, in the 21st century, I am a little older. I'm 66 years old. And I know in the 60s and 70s and 50s and 40s, people did that. But what they are not doing is they are not putting, let's say, for example, a percentage of their profits away so that when people are discovered or found or realize that what they created is being used and being profited off of, they're not trying to do that, but don't you think they should do that?
How much profit do you think Google is going to make off of a book that hasn't been on shelves in years that they're allowing people to access for free?
Well, everything that goes on the internet, somebody's making money off of, number one.
That's not necessarily
that's just reality.
All right. Well, I mean,
in life is free, but my point is.
Indeed, but if
you let them do the books that they claim they want to do, will they not, or may they not, go ahead and do brand new books that are just out on the shelf?
Right. Who cares? Well, hold on. If I chew bubble gum, that doesn't mean I'm going to go in a grocery store and steal their gum. Okay.
It doesn't. But
one thing is stealing. The other thing isn't. You shouldn't disallow them from doing something that they should be allowed to do because they might do something illegal.
But if the copyright says that it's copyrighted, then they don't have a right to do that.
The author's
nonsense.
The author's guild wants that.
And I think copyrights have a valid need to be in existence.
No, they don't. No, it's just monopoly. It's just a monopoly.
Okay, well, we can agree to disagree
protection.
With that. That's okay, and I don't
it's
want
just
to really
monopoly
to
on. That's
because,
all it is.
You know, we will agree to disagree, and that's okay.
I used to think that, too. You know,
I didn't want to touch on Elizabeth Taylor because she died.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. You'll have to call back tomorrow night with that one. And thank you for the call. Wayne, I want to make sure you got your thoughts in there.
Sure. I used to think that, too, because as an inventor type myself, you know, I've always wanted to be protected and not have my invention ripped off. But then I started reading a few articles on that. There was one, I believe it was LouRockwell.com about a year and a half ago, on monopoly and protection of intellectual property. And it really opened my eyes, and it turned changed my mind about the subject.
Yeah, I would go to LouRockwell.com and look up Stephen Kinsella. I believe some of his articles
are
there.
We're not going to be able to cover the sort of academia that's behind this and that kind of in this kind of time.
Certainly not. But we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.